AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Evercore presses near its 52-week high, but the recovery still lacks volume sponsorship. EVR added 4.0% in the latest week and is up 33.6% over 12 weeks. Yet ShareMaestro's trend backdrop is still inactive, and volume is running at only 0.7 times the 13-week average. Research brief. Evercore closed at 371.7, only 3.9% below its 52-week high, after a strong quarterly recovery in a capital markets group where activity pressure is broad but active trend signals remain scarce. The setup is constructive but not fully confirmed, with price above the trend line and fair value, while volume and signal state argue for selectivity. Key points. First, EVR gained 4.0% for the week, 7.7% over 4 weeks, and 33.6% over 12 weeks, placing it in the 90th percentile of U.S. financial services peers by ShareMaestro relative performance. Second, the close is 11.6% above the weekly trend line at 332.9 and 54.2% above ShareMaestro fair value at 241.0, leaving a clear valuation premium alongside strong price momentum. Third, the trend backdrop is inactive despite positive market dynamics, with activity pressure at 0.42 and relative strength at 3.99. Fourth, latest volume was 1.6 million shares, only 0.7 times both the 13-week and 52-week averages. So the move has not yet drawn heavy participation. Fifth, risk is two-sided. EVR has logged 33 positive weeks versus 19 negative weeks over the past year. But average down weeks of negative 4.3% remain slightly larger than average up weeks of 4.0%. Recovery price action is strong, but the signal has not fully switched on. Evercore's weekly recovery continued with a 4.0% gain to 371.7, taking the stock to 89.6% of its 52-week range and within 3.9% of the 386.6 high. The short-term pattern is constructive. EVR is up 7.7% in 4 weeks and 33.6% over 12 weeks, while the latest close sits 11.6% above the ShareMaestro trendline at 332.9. The caveat is signal quality. ShareMaestro classifies the setup as an early recovery watch with a composite score of 62, but the trend backdrop is inactive and the current trend streak is zero. That leaves the move as a strong price recovery rather than a fully confirmed weekly regime. Capital markets context is supportive, but selective. EVR is moving in a financial services sector that has positive activity pressure breadth, but uneven trend participation. The sector's average weekly return was 0.54%, with 76.0% positive market dynamics breadth. Yet, only 42.0% active trend breadth and 37.0% positive relative strength breadth. The capital markets industry was stronger on the week, averaging 2.17%. And its 12-week average return of 34.21% broadly matches EVR's 33.6% quarterly advance. Still, only 25.3% of the industry shows active weekly trend signals, even as 72.4% has positive activity pressure. EVR ranks around the 90th percentile across U.S. financial services peers, but its inactive trend state keeps the evidence mixed. Premium demand is visible, participation is not. The valuation and range data show investors are paying up for the recovery. EVR trades 54.2% above ShareMaestro fair value at 241.0, a sizable premium that reflects demand but also reduces the margin for disappointment if momentum fades near the high. Volume is the weaker part of the case. The latest week traded 1.6 million shares against a 13-week average of 2.5 million and a 52-week average of 2.4 million. Leaving the participation ratio at 0.7 times. The past two gains, 5.3% and 4.0%, came on 1.9 million and 1.6 million shares respectively, which is supportive for price, but not yet strong confirmation from turnover. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether EVR can convert its near-high recovery into a confirmed weekly trend state. A clean move through the prior high area would matter more if accompanied by stronger volume, with a ratio above 1.5x, offering clearer evidence that institutions are sponsoring the next leg. The trend line remains the main regime level to monitor, now at $332.9. A fade back toward that zone would question the recovery's durability, particularly given 11 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape and weekly volatility of 5.5%, above the 52-week baseline of 4.9%. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.